Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Ah, you hear that jingle? It makes you tingle. Welcome back to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, presented by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Plus, they're back with the top 10s, top 20s, and top 5s, baby!
Been spending most our lives living in a bomber's paradise.
God,
Vedanta!
We're back, dude. We're back. Thank you, MyBookie. Lobbed in numerous phone calls. It's nice to wield my power occasionally here and there. You're welcome, audience, and you're welcome, Delco. You're back, dude.
We're back with the transparency. We got our budget back.
Yeah.
$1,000.
Yep.
We're spreading it out. We got top fives. We got top tens. We got top 20s, and we got winner plays, of course.
Well, you know the rules. We'll talk about last week's winners and losers. We were losers last week. You in particular.
We're close.
we're very close. And this gives me hope because they brought back the top 20s and 10s and all that shit. Because let's face it, we would have won pretty much two out of our three picks every single week. You and I have been very, very close all year round.
I had two guys finish T2.
Tied for second, yeah.
And if Hideki doesn't shoot a 62... I was almost going to have a playoff with my two picks. It was going to be sick.
I texted you during that round because I popped it up, and Jesse always asked me, she's like, how you guys doing? I was like, oh, shit. I was like, both of his players are one. I was like, that's weird. I go, if he loses this, he's fucking cursed.
Got Hideki'd.
Yeah, you got dookied on, dude.
I did, but, you know, I was in real life kind of fine with it because I got high on like a Wednesday night, and I think I just put the 20 spot on Hideki at 70-1.
Really? Yeah. So I did that earlier in the year. I don't know if you remember.
It doesn't count for the show, obviously. But.
Right. But do you remember earlier in the year, I said the same thing. He was 50-1. It was the first or second tournament of the year. And I was like, why the fuck are his odds 50-1?
Back injury.
I lost. Yeah. Oh, was that what it was?
I mean, I can't believe he's still 31. He's been on the PGA Tour for over a decade.
God damn.
9-time PGA Tour winner. Masters winner.
Uh-huh. He was supposed to be the dude, man.
He is the dude, still, kind of.
Was it an injury? Is that what it was?
It's his back, and okay. He apparently learned how to putt this offseason, so look out for Hideki.
All right. We'll see. The tournament I had him in this year, he didn't even finish in the top 50, so.
Yeah.
I'm off the Dookie train, but you can keep riding it. Are we in Mexico this week?
Vedanta.
Oh, I love that place.
Yeah.
Big fan. Big fan. I was a winner here a couple years ago. I don't know if you remember.
Like John Rahm or something?
They picked Tony Finau, I think.
Oh, it was last year.
Was it? Yeah. And I looked at his odds today, too. I was like, this feels...
It's like 3-1, 4-1 or some shit.
On Monday morning recap, I told you. I go, well, this feels like a Tony Finau win. He'll win a couple of these a year.
Now, Tony's not even the best player in this tournament.
Who is?
Nikolai Højgaard.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
I know. He's 22-year-old. Came over from the European Tour.
Okay.
I think he has the same kind of ceiling as Ludvig.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll look out for him. You were the one who dialed me into Ludvig when he hit the scene. And he looks fantastic.
Højgaard, though, he's got a twin brother.
Identical?
Rasmus. Yes. Nikolai, though, he's the better player. He's the best player in this tournament, but I just couldn't pull a trigger on, it was like 11-1 odds.
14-1 right now for Højgaard.
That might be the first round leader. To win, he was 11. He was plus 1150.
Okay.
I saw this like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
So I just, by principle, I cannot take it. So I put him in the top five.
Fair.
I think he's going to win the tournament, though. Like,
fair.
Far and away. So if you want, just lay those odds. I'm going to go with my guy, though. University of Illinois alum.
Yes. Yes.
Thomas Dietrich, we're going to start out 20-1.
All right.
A budget of $1,000, putting 100 bucks, 100
nuggets.
You
love him. Why do you love this guy so much? What is it about his game that you enjoy?
All right, so
for the audience?
This entire card is just full of bombers.
Okay.
Just guys that can just let it go. And, this is a tournament where if you hit it, you know, 330, 340, you're going to win the tournament.
All right.
So, going Dietrich, we're going Davis Thompson, 25-1, 50 bucks there. Then my guy, Austin Eckroat, 45-1, 50 bucks there.
You love him.
I do.
You love him.
Again, these are all dudes that can fucking bomb the shit out of the ball. Top five, Nikolai Højgaard, plus 350, 100 bucks there. Keith Mitchell, plus 525, 100 bucks there. And then top 10s, Steven Yeager, plus 265, 100 bucks. Thomas Dietrich, plus 285, 100 bucks. And then top 20 plays on Cam Champ, plus 240, $200.
All right.
And then Scott Stallings at plus 325 at 200 bucks.
I like these. Leave this card up after the show because I'm going to bet. I'm going to bet Seymour's top fives, top tens. And we've been on fire this year, so both of us. I like these picks. I'm going to take this opportunity today to go ahead and fuck you. Then I'm going to change one of my picks.
Okay.
I just for the show and the sake of it, right?
Are you going to pick Højgaard?
I'm going to pick Højgaard to win at 14-1. Let's go.
11-50.
Great young talent. Has an identical twin brother. He's a lot better than his twin. They were separated at birth. They didn't know if they were going to be able to keep the arms on each body. They magically were. This is the feel-good story of the year. I'm telling you, put all your money on Nikolaj Højgaard. I love this young man's game, dude.
In real life, I have money on him to win, too.
I don't. So I don't care. Too bad. You didn't pick it on the show.
I know. I'm not picking him on the show because it's just out of principle. But if he does win, I'm fine with it because I have money on him.
Nikolaj Højgaard. And I've got, I couldn't, you know, I said this on Monday Morning Recap. I couldn't not go with it. I don't care that it's 8.5-1. That's still good enough for me. I'm going with Tony for now.
What are these numbers you're getting? He was 4-1.
Yeah. 8.5-1 last night.
He's not,
night.
Though. He's
last
not.
Night, last night he was.
He never was.
Last night he was.
You're just making up numbers now.
I'm definitely not. These were all on the board last night.
You got to go with the current number because I had Thomas Dietrich at 28-1. I had to change it to 21 this morning.
Let me flip on over to my bookie right now.
Yes.
Are you using my bookie?
Yes, I'm using my bookie.
Let me find out, dude. Let me find out. These were last night's odds. When did you bet? Today?
No. But I looked, the card is as of 10 minutes ago. So, yes, these
okay,
are
gotcha,
as
gotcha.
Of 10 minutes
okay.
odds.
Well, look, last week when I bet, most of those guys were down, fuck. Some of the guys that I bet on last week that were 41 were down to 30-1 on the Wednesday and all that other shit. Is that when people are betting on golf? Because that's what that's
well, we're
when
giving out the picks.
Shanky.
The show goes out today, so you have to give out today's odds.
I understand that. Fine. Let me find these fucking odds here. The current odds. Mm-hmm. I had last night's. All right. Tony Finau is at 6.5-1 here. Nikolaj Højgaard, who I love. I really can't stress this enough. I love Nikolaj's game and feel good story of the year. I'm all in on that. 11.5-1 here. And last but not least.
So you went two favorites.
What's up?
You went with the two favorites.
No, I didn't. I went with my heart and I went with the feel good story of the year, Nikolaj Højgaard. Everyone knows how much I love him and his brother's story. And I just.
Just
I
want to
see magic happen.
You want to see something go through the hoop. That's what you want.
I want to see magic happen, yeah. Because you know who my third pick is?
Is it the third favorite?
Keith Mitchell at 20-1. That's not bad. 20-1 I'm going to take Keith
That's
Mitchell.
Fine.
First round leader for me is Steven Yeager. And then I'm going to pop in some of your picks here for these top fives and top 20s along with my own. What are you doing, a grand this week?
Yeah, so we're just going to go back if they're going to continue doing top fives, top 10s, top 20s. We'll do a $1,000 budget. We'll break it down pick by pick. And then each week I will recap how much money we won or lost.
Okay, perfect.
Just so it's a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same as well. And all my bets are posted on Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. Private group, it's free. Just don't be an asshole. You can see all the bet slips from mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit. Tell them your winners one more time.
Thomas Dietrich, Davis Thompson, Austin Eckroat.
Great. I'm going with top five Tony. I'm going with my boy. Feel good story of the year. Nikolaj Højgaard and Keith Mitchell there. And then first round leader, Steven Yeager. Love this tournament down in Mexico. One of my favorites. One of my favorites. So whatever the opposite of that is. Did you watch this fucking thing last year?
Yeah, I watch every week.
The golf course itself looks so shitty, and I'm just like, oh god, dude, what are they doing down there? What are they doing? What are they doing in Mexico?
Probably washing money for the cartel,
right? It's got to be something,
yeah.
Because the course looks shitty. Nobody's there.
The course isn't shitty. It's whatever.
It's not great. And then nobody's there either. I saw a fucking woman clapping up tortillas on the side of hole 8. And that freaked me out a little bit, but also excited me because there isn't enough good Mexican food on the PGA Tour, but there is now. Join us, kids, in some of these bets or bet against us. I don't give a fuck what you do. If your last name's not Patterson, then I'm not your fucking dad, okay? But go to mybookie.com, promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Top fives, top 10s, top 20s are back, baby, and so are we. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.